Welcome back to this powerful series on reprogramming your mind for wealth and success. I'm Dr. Gary Danko, and today we're going to dig even deeper into the hidden beliefs that have been blocking your financial abundance, maybe without you even realizing it. In our last episode, we uncovered a powerful truth. Your financial reality is the direct reflection of your subconscious programming. So today, we're going to 1. Identify the specific money beliefs that are holding you back. 2. We're going to understand where these beliefs come from. And 3. We're going to eliminate and replace them with new beliefs that attract wealth effortlessly. And by the end of this session, you'll feel lighter, freer, and more aligned with your financial abundance. Because here's the truth. Money isn't hard to get. You're just programmed to think it is. So let's start by shining a light on the beliefs keeping you stuck. Right now, I want you to think about your relationship with money. Do you feel stressed when you think about finances? Do you hesitate to spend money, even when you can afford it? Do you feel uncomfortable receiving wealth? These reactions are not random. They're programmed. Your money beliefs were shaped by, 1, your parents and family. What did you hear about money while you were growing up? Did your parents struggle financially? Did they fight about money? 2, your culture and society. Were you taught that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Did you grow up believing that wealthy people are greedy or corrupt? What about your personal experiences? Did you experience financial hardship as a child? Have you had moments of financial loss that reinforced fear? Imagine a child growing up in a household where money was always tight. Their parents constantly said, "We can't afford that," or "Money doesn't grow on trees." That child grows up believing that money is always scarce. As an adult, they subconsciously repel wealth. Even when opportunities come their way, because deep down, they believe financial struggle is their reality. But here's the truth. Your past experiences do not define your future wealth. And today, we're going to start reprogramming those beliefs. Let's get personal. Right now, I want you to pause and reflect on this question. What is the number one belief about money that has been shaping your life? What is the number one belief about money that has been shaping your life? Here are some of the most common limiting beliefs. Money is hard to earn. If I get rich, people will judge me. I don't deserve to be wealthy. Rich people are greedy or selfish. I'm just not good with money. More money means more problems. Now, take a deep breath. Pick one of these beliefs or one that's personal to you. Now, ask yourself, where did this belief come from? Who taught me this? Is this belief actually true or something I just accepted as truth? The first step to changing your financial reality is becoming aware of the subconscious stories you've been living by. Now, let's move to the next step, eliminating them. Now that we've identified a limiting belief, it's time to break it. Here's a powerful, proven, 3-step process to eliminate money blocks. 1, challenge the belief. Ask yourself, is this belief 100% true? Can I find evidence that proves it's wrong? For example, if your belief is money is hard to make, Ask yourself, have I ever received money effortlessly? Do some people make more money easily? Are there people with my skills and background who are financially free? Suddenly, the belief starts to crack. Step number two is to flip the belief. Now, rewrite your belief into a powerful new statement. Here's some examples. If you think money is hard to earn, change that to money flows to me easily. If you think I don't deserve wealth, change that to I'm worthy of unlimited abundance. If you think rich people are greedy, change that thought to wealth allows me to do more good in the world. Repeat this new belief out loud right now. Here's step number three. Feel the shift. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself living with this new belief. Actually see yourself receiving money effortlessly. Feel what it's like to be financially free. Experience the ease, confidence, and abundance. This is who you are becoming. Reprogramming your subconscious doesn't happen overnight. It happens through repetition and emotion. Here's how to lock in your new money beliefs. Step one, daily affirmations. Every morning, say your new belief out loud. Example, I'm a magnet for wealth and abundance. Step number two, visualize your wealthy self. Close your eyes and imagine your ideal financial life. What do you see, feel, hear? Let your brain experience wealth as a reality. And finally, step number three, take inspired action. Your mind will start to find new opportunities to align with this belief. Follow them. Say yes to the wealth. Say yes to these opportunities. Today, you've done powerful work in identifying and eliminating a major limiting belief around money. You're already shifting, and this is just the beginning. In the next episode, we're diving into the science of becoming a money magnet. You're going to learn how to align your thoughts and energy with wealth. You're going to learn why some people attract money effortlessly. And you're going to learn how to use the law of assumption to create financial success. Your action step for today is to repeat your new belief every morning. Catch yourself when the old belief tries to sneak in. Choose abundance. Because the truth is, you are designed for wealth. I'll see you in the next session.